Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Grab
that's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Damn.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so
damn.
Tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask them.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
Called spiritual madness and or what some words as spiritual or cosmic or what kind of all the terms what spirit etheric set. That could be that is where on our next the deal of it's called spirit or spiritual set or a spiritual marriage. Married. You may be in married, but you are not. Those are the things. So my brothers and my sisters, as we proceed today, want to really make sure that under over and understand that, and I use that word, and I want to make sure that everybody, okay, yep, like I saw, everybody can barely hear me. So let me
here, just 1 second. All right, bear with me 1 moment. Let me change my mic. And I do apologize about that.
So, if your heart is with you, why are you calling? Why would something that's bad? I would just want to hold on to something that's bad. What's that? There's part of all things. Who could know it? Now, Jeremiah 17:9 that I just read. So Jeremiah 17:9 says the heart of all know it. And so if if somebody says text me that no, I got a text that my text not barely text. So if can I get another text again or everybody? He's taking out Mike, but hopefully he'll be okay. Somebody just picked me. So, he did a text in that the audio. I'm not sure why it's not sure why the audio is not coming through on today's show. Guys, how we kind of pick out trying to talk. So, and I'm not sure what's going on with the technology, so just gotta roll with the folks. Gotta
we just have to roll with the technology. This is all we had. I just disconnected tonight. This was the last option I have. So whatever we got going on, this is what we're going to work with today. I do apologize for the poor audio quality or sound. So obviously there's something else going on. So if you guys cannot hear, you may have to just catch it on the disconnect from the live show and then just catch it on the recorded show a little bit later on today when I post it on Facebook or what have you. Because, again, I did check my, changed out both mics and everything on my end looks okay. So anyway, Jeremiah 17:9 is the scripture that tells us, the heart is deceitfully wicked above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? That was the New International Version. The King James says that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Notice how it said desperately wicked. Two things. The heart, again, we established what the heart is yesterday. That's the part of you that established your spirituality. So it says that it is deceitful and it is wicked. So when we look at that, the question that comes to mind for me is, this thing that is so deceitful and so wicked, why would I want to maintain it? Why would I want to hang on to it? So remember, when you keep something or when you guard something, it's two things that's taking place. I remember when I worked in a maximum security prison and we would put inmates inside of solitary. And we put all of the inmates in solitary confinement. One of the things about solitary confinement was it was solitary. And so once you understand that, that means something very, very profound. Solitary confinement is designed to keep you in, but it's also designed to keep other people out. So when we talk about guard your heart or preserve your heart, we're talking about two issues. One issue is to keep what is ever in your heart from coming out. Let me say that again. You see, out of the heart flows the issues of life. Now, let me say that one more time. Out of your heart flows your issues. Let me say that one more time. Out of your heart flows your issues. So the heart, your heart is deceitful, So you might want to keep that to yourself. And it says that if your heart is desperately wicked, you might want to keep that to yourself. Thus, the need to preserve, to guard, or to keep your heart. You see, brothers and sisters, the reason that we are keeping our heart is because we need to understand that out of the heart flows the issues of life, and the heart is deceitfully wicked above all things. And if that heart is deceitfully wicked above all things, again, the Bible says, who can know it? So you don't even know your own heart. The heart is deceitful than anything, and it is incurable. So if your heart is deceitful and it is incurable, the thing that you want to do is keep it chained up. Keep it locked up. Because the scripture says in Proverbs 4:23 that we read yesterday, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Every issue you have in your life comes from your heart. Every issue you have in your life comes from your heart. Every issue you have in your life comes from your heart, not mine, yours. Let me make sure that we all understand. So if you got a problem in any area in your life, notice where it comes from. You bring about what you think about. It's so amazing because we always want to blame other people for problems in our lives. And I'm number one. So if you got anything in your life that you are disappointed about, angry about, anything that's stressing you out in your life, it's on you, brother. It's on you, sister, because you ordered it. Now, the question, I've been watching this series called Billions on Showtime. If you haven't seen that series, man, you should watch it. It's a mind blower because it shows you how the very, very wealthy think. And I'm no billionaire, but my process, my brain works exactly as the lead character called Axel something. And in that, he has this strength that he has on staff, and he blows this move, and he never blows a move. Every deal he makes millions. He just makes $400, $500, $600 million every deal. Like every day, like it's child's play. And in this one scene on yesterday's show, the day before yesterday, he didn't do that. He didn't make that deal, that mind-blowing deal that he made, because one of his best friends had died. But the best friend that died, he set him up so that way he could die faster, so that way he could protect his investment. And they asked him a very, very good question. And I shouldn't say they, but he asked himself. And what he said, brothers and sisters, is something you need to really wrap your brain around. It's not what happens to you or not the issues that flow out of your life. And I've been saying this for years. It's not what, but it's why. So you are in this situation that you're in. It's not what, but why. Why do you allow this situation that you're in to continue? There's a payoff for you. Now, see, if you don't wrap your brain around that, then you can't grow. You cannot grow past your current state because you're going to keep repeating the same process over and over again, because there are three reasons why you must guard your heart, as we talked about, because God is going to examine that. Number two, because that's his source. That's where he wants to reside. But there's something there called the strong man, the fake man, the strong man you got to get rid of. Number three, your heart controls everything because it emits 100 times more electricity and magnetism than your brain. Number three, out of your heart springs your life. I can tell everything that's going to happen to you in your life based upon your heart chakra, not what your head is saying, not what's coming out of your mouth, but what is emitting from your heart. So when I meet someone, I have a heartfelt conversation with them. Now, they don't know it because it's not done with words. It's not done with words, brothers and sisters. It's not done with text. It's not done with everything that we use on this dimension. Everything that happens on this dimension, my brother, everything that happens on this dimension, my sister, is the result of the heart chakra. That's it. Nothing else is more important than your heart. Everything else is a non-issue. Because remember, the heart is the seat of courage. Now, the word courage, the word cur is the word heart, C-O-U-R. The word age, A-G-E, is a period of time. So the word courage is the word heart that has come of time, heart that has come of age. So courage, my brother, courage, my sister, is when you become of age. See, right now, you may be like me. You may be a baby Huey. You may be a baby Cretan, or you may be a baby this or a baby that. That means that your heart hasn't percolated yet. You see, brothers and sisters, what you guard is what you keep in, because you don't want to let it out. It's like if you got a pit bull, and you know this pit bull is dangerous. You know he likes to bite. Are you going to let him run free through the neighborhood? Are you going to let him around your children? No. You're going to keep that pit bull chained up. You're going to keep him in. But you're going to also put a fence, if you're smart, you're going to put a fence around your backyard. So if your pit bull breaks free from his chains, what are you going to do next? If that pit bull breaks free from his chain, you need a fence to keep him in. So the word guard also, when we say guard your heart, the reason that the Father wants you to guard your heart, because he knows that most of us are oblivious to the wickedness and the deceitfulness of our own character. Now, all I do is I just major, and I spend all my day, every day, talking about researching and studying me. I just love me some me. I'm sorry, I don't really have time for anybody else. Now, I just share what happens to me with other people, and just so happens that what's going on in my neighborhood is probably going on in your neighborhood. So some of the stuff today's show, well, you guys think this show's for you? Oh, I'm sorry. I don't mean to disappoint anybody, but I'm talking to myself. I just invited you guys along to listen. And so this is where I'm at, because, you see, brothers and sisters, I need courage. My heart needs to grow up. I'm not no young whippersnapper anymore. I'm on the other side of the hill. So the word courage, my brothers, the word courage is simply a heart that has come of age. Because, you see, my brothers and sisters, Psalms 51, which we're going to talk about tomorrow, is creating me a clean heart, oh God. Renew a right spirit within me. Because your heart establishes your spirit. Oh, man, I don't know if you guys understand what I'm saying. Man, oh, Father, touch the minds of your people. It is my prayer that you can understand that, because this is a love affair with yourself. On the next series, we're going to talk about universal, celestial, etheric sex. We're going to talk about celestial marriage. What I'm going to share with you, I don't know if you're ready for it, so that's why I'm trying to prep you. That's why we're doing this free series, because I've never heard it taught before, and I've always looked for something outside of myself. I've been looking all my life. Most people listening to this show, you've been looking for something too. But what are you looking for? Have we ever stopped and examined? My brothers and sisters, Proverbs says something that is profound. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. So it's already inside of me. The Bible says something that's another cookie blower. It says the kingdom of God is within. Go figure. Why everybody waiting to die to go to the kingdom? I don't understand. The Bible that everybody quotes that says that they're going somewhere says that the kingdom of God is within you, brother. The kingdom of God is within you, sister. And so if we don't understand that, that's found in Luke chapter 17, verse 21, for all you good Bible thumpers out there and need some scriptural reference. Luke chapter 17, verse 21 tells me in the New Living Translation, you won't be able to say, here it is, or it's over there, or it's over here, for the kingdom of God is already among you. Whoa, hold up, time out, brother. You mean to tell me the kingdom is already here? No, I'm going to go when I die. I'm going up a yonder. Really? Why are you waiting, brother? I'm enjoying and experiencing the kingdom every day, all day. Every day is a holiday. I don't understand why people tell me all the time, hey, dog, you gotta get a job, you gotta go to work, you gotta do this, and you gotta everything that everybody told me. They said you can't buy a house unless you go to the bank and you got AAA credit. They told me you can't buy a car unless you got this. They said you can't start a business unless you can. Everything that everybody told me that you can't do, I've done. That's what I don't understand. I don't accept the status quo. I don't accept the rules and regulations because they come from Samael. They come from Yabatho. They come from the blind God of this world, this harmonious arrangement. He's not my daddy. I'm sorry. I don't take orders from him. And so, brothers and sisters, the King of Kings is going to examine your heart one day. And you got to do something with it. So tomorrow I got to break down for you so you understand what you got to do with it. Because right now your heart is pumping out what's there. And it is your job to examine what's there. But we spend all of our time examining our brothers and our sisters. And we spend our time looking at the speck in somebody else's eye instead of taking out the beam and the boulder in our own eye. You see, my brothers and sisters, it is so difficult to do this thing called self-examination. Because, see, I'm like you, you know, the kingdom of God, you know, is within me. Okay, yeah, that's great. But I don't want to go there because I like hanging out in the world. So if the kingdom of God is within me, Is anything more important than me? Is anything else more important than you? See, brothers and sisters, we've been lied to. See, I was taught selflessness. I was taught throw yourself, be a doormat. I was taught let everybody walk on you. I was taught don't go for your dreams. I was taught to lay down your life. I was taught to deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow me. Wasn't you taught that? But you see, my brothers, the devil hides in the details because nobody looks at the definitions of those words. When it's talking about deny you, it's not talking about the spiritual you. It's talking about that ego. It's talking about the flesh. It's talking about the fake you. Yeah, that guy, you want to bury that guy or that girl, the fake one. See, there's a fake Messiah, too. The fake Christ, the Jesus that most people worship, yeah, you can worship Jesus, it's not going to get you anywhere. You see, my brothers and sisters, Yahushua overstood the duality. We live in a world of duality and dualism. That's the Cosmocrator. Yeah, he's the God of this duality. He loves presenting to you two options from the same tree. You will find that everywhere. Look around Earth. Look everything on Earth. They give you options. You got option A and option B. But both options, both sides, both wings are attached to the same bird. So again, we talked about yesterday the three reasons. The first reason, we've already broken down. The reason you got to guard your heart, because there's some stuff in there that God don't want you to spew on other people. God knows that, so he's like, hey, man, keep your cray. You're the cray-cray. That all that, keep that cray-cray over there. Because otherwise, you go out and you spew your gospel and not his. You come teaching another Jesus. That's a lot of everybody doing. You know, everybody got their own vision, their own dream. You talking to the master of promoting my own dream. It's called Thylema. I've been doing it 50-plus years. I just retired. 50-plus years of promoting my own dream. And then the light bulb came on. And I'm not supposed to be promoting my dream. Then I found my purpose. And then when I found my purpose, guess what happened? Guess what changed in my life, brothers and sisters? When I found my purpose, people start falling off. Because then I was no longer everybody's. See, everybody loves to attach themselves to people. But you know what? If somebody motivates you, then it's not you. What does that mean? I got a dream, right? And I can't feel my dream until you call me, until you motivate me. I can't fulfill my dream. So if you need something outside of you to motivate you, then it ain't you. You are a single standing column of waveform energy. So I got a dream, but you mean to tell me I can't fulfill my dream without you? And that's not true. Now, would I like to have you alongside of me so we can both reach to the mountaintop and we can high-five each other? Absolutely. But do I need? There's a big difference between need and want. The Bible says I have everything that I need for life and godliness. My Father gave it to me already before the foundations of this world. I was born with it. I would like to take 100,000 people with me, but do I need to take? No. See, we confuse needs with want, brothers and sisters. You better make sure that you don't get confused because, again, if you are doing something and you got to be motivated to do it, then that means you're not doing it. So when you get to the Father, he will say, depart from me, you work of iniquity. I never knew you because you didn't do anything. Jim Bob, who motivated you, you stole his energy and you did it with his chi and his prana and his breath and not your own. See, God doesn't play this stuff that we play. See, he looks through. He don't look at the outside appearance. He don't look at all this fluff and duff. He don't look at all of this exterior stuff, all of this exoteric stuff. He look at the esoteric stuff. He looks inside. Man looks on the outward appearance. God looks on the heart. So you doing all of this stuff for outward presentation. Man, I'm the master of that. I go to the gym, take my shirt off, man, put my little bird chest out. Can't tell me I ain't looking good. Man, y'all don't understand. This ain't no game. Head so big, can't fit through the front door. That's all ego. That is because you no good in the celestial realm. None. So to be effective for the kingdom, brothers and sisters, to be effective for yourself, you got to deflate that ego. You got, matter of fact, you got to kill it. You got to get rid of it. And then you're ready to do number three. Because your heart then will be a place where Psalms 51, verse 10, will be effective. Create in me a clean heart. Tomorrow, brothers and sisters, we're going to break down how to create a clean heart. We understand that the heart, that God looks on the heart. We understand that the heart is the seat. It emits 100 times more electricity and magnetism than the brain. So we're not trying to act like the heart don't exist or replace it. What we want to do is make sure whatever the hell comes out of it is authentic. Because if you can align your head and your heart, and you can align your heart with else's heart that's on the same page as you, there is nothing. Now, remember at the Tower of Babel, it says that they were on one accord and they had one language. That means at accord means accord. Accord, see? A musical chord, a tone, a frequency, a heart chakra, one heartbeat. If my heart and your heart could beat at the same frequency, there's nothing we cannot accomplish. Nothing. But you see, that's the problem. Every husband and wife got their own dream. Their heart is not beating on the same. That's why this ideal that we're going to discuss in the next series doesn't work unless you find your heart mate. Brothers and sisters, I want to thank everybody for joining me on today's show. Tomorrow we'll kick it out with part three as we go deeper to overstand again. The most important thing that you got to do, brothers and sisters, is guard your heart because it determines the course of your life. This is very powerful stuff. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. I do apologize for the audio problems in the beginning, but God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, this is a part of one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth because He will never, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seems firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo, speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.